Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. Actually, all week we're talking video games because next Tuesday is the release of Street Fighter, the 30th Anniversary Collection. I'm really excited. Street Fighter is one of my favorite games, and it's great. There's, I forgot how many, like 10 or 12 games on here, and all of your favorite ones. And to celebrate, yeah, we're just going to talk Street Fighter stuff all week. Today, we're just going to go ahead and get it out of the way and do the tough one first. And today, we're going to count down the top 5 Street Fighter games. Now, if you didn't know, Street Fighter has had a lot of releases because they take a game, instead of having a new one, they'll just add a couple extra characters or improve some fighting and stuff like that, and they just keep going. I do have to say that this list is not going to include any of the Marvel vs. Capcom stuff or anything that's Capcom, because that's all of Capcom, not just Street Fighter. And so these are going to be exclusively Street Fighter games. But here we go. Number 5 is going to be Street Fighter 3. The game came out in 97 in the arcades and 2000 on the home consoles, the Dreamcast specifically. And it was neat. It was the first Street Fighter game, you know, in the main series, because you had the Alpha series, but in a few years. And in Street Fighter 3, they introduced some new characters and things, retooled some of the guards in the fighting, and it was a lot of fun. They added Dash, which is now, you know, something you think is in all video games, but no, this was a new thing at the time. And then there were also, you could parry attacks, you could have leap attacks, if somebody was sitting there just being a turtle, which is where they just crouch and block. But you're going to get Alex come in, who's the main guy from the Street Fighter 3 series. And he's kind of like Guile a little bit, but not, I don't know. He's a really good character. You still had Ken and Ryu come back. But after that, everybody else was new characters. And it was, you know, it's this new generation. It billed as, you know, it was Street Fighter 3, the new generation. Just a really fun game, kind of changing up things, improving things, and setting that bar going forward. Number 4 is going to be Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo. I know you're thinking, wait, that's not a fighting game. And it's not. It's a really neat little gym puzzle type game that you can play. And this was, you know, when you had games like Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, Dr. Mario, all these other doctors out there. This is before Bejeweled. And as you cleared the jewels, the gems, they're just like infinity things. Nobody really knows what to call them. You would fight your opponent. And, you know, ultimately, if you, I can't remember if it was clear your screen or fill their screen. I think there were different modes. I think you had to fill their screen. You defeated them. And that was just, you know, it was an exciting take on the Street Fighter franchise. This is something that we hadn't seen. They were the little animated characters, you know, with the big heads and little bodies and pretty cartoonish and things. But you had, you know, Ken, Ryu, Chun-Li, Sakura, Akuma, and Dan, and a couple of guest spots from Night Warriors and Darkstalkers. But this game had it all. I mean, it really was a whole lot of fun. And it's been re-released on mobile devices and on PlayStation and Xbox. Just a whole lot of fun. Not a lot to it, but a lot of fun. Number 3 is going to be X-Men versus Street Fighter. This is a game that back in 96, I put a lot of quarters into arcades. I never had it on the home version because the home version was PlayStation exclusive, so didn't do that. But this was the game that really launched the crossover fighting stuff. You know, after this we would get Marvel versus Street Fighter, and then Marvel versus Capcom, and Street Fighter Cross Tekken, and just so many other games after that. But you know, you had all your favorite Street Fighter characters, and then you throw in like Cyclops, Gambit, Juggernaut, Magneto, Rogue, Sabretooth, Storm, Wolverine. Wasn't a huge lineup, but it was amazing. And this game, you know, being able to do the crossover and see heroes and villains from your favorite franchises fight each other is every kid's dream. You know, everybody loved it. It was a lot of fun. I was always Cyclops just because I love Cyclops, but like Cyclops and Ken were good. Gambit, Magneto were good. Ryu was really good too. Dhalsim and Chun-Li. Yeah, there really weren't any like bad characters in it. In the fact that it kicked off this huge franchise that is still going. I mean, Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite just came out a few months ago. And yeah, so here you have a decade of history that all started right here in this game. I'm sure it was flawed, but young Lance doesn't remember it being flawed, so it was pretty awesome. Number two is going to be Street Fighter Alpha 3. This one was back in 98 on every system. The Dreamcast, the arcades, PlayStation, PlayStation 2, Sega Saturn, the portable, all of it. And the Alpha series had been a little different. It was still Street Fighter, but it brought in different fighting styles and different things like that, and different characters and different storylines. It was a lot of fun and a lot going on. And by the time they got to Alpha 3, I will say Alpha 3 is arguably the best looking Street Fighter game, even including 4 and 5. Just the animation, the sprites on it were beautiful, and I think that's why it, you know, really stands out. You had your super combos come in this game. You had all the classic characters along with a lot of the new characters also come in, and it was just great. I remember playing this on my Dreamcast a lot, and it's a game that it's when you're sitting down, you know, with your friends to play, you can play for hours and hours. And like I said, some of the characters are still ones that are around in even some of the most recent iterations, so that's a lot of fun. It's a really great game. Before we get to number one, we do have a couple of honorable mentions, and that's going to be the first Street Fighter Alpha, Street Fighter X, Street Fighter 5, and Street Fighter Cross Tekken. Those are all really solid games. But the number one, my favorite, and arguably the best, according to this list, it's the best, so it is the best. The best Street Fighter game is Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition. In the Street Fighter 2 series, there's Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition, Turbo Hyper Fighting, the new Challengers, and then you got into Super Street Fighter 2, which was the new Challengers, and Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo. But Super Street Fighter, Street Fighter 2, see, there's so many! Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition was the game back in 92 that I just played over and over and over and over and over. You know, you go across the map, and this is the one that something about it is just magical and wonderful and almost perfect. You know, it sold a lot. It's the time of Mortal Kombat and everything, but you would go around, and then you had to get to your final four bosses, who here in the States were Balrog, Vega, Sagat, and Bison. And the part, what was cool about Championship Edition is they became playable characters. This was, you know, you got to be the bosses. This would be like if you're playing Punch-Out and you got to be Mike Tyson. And Balrog kind of is Mike Tyson. But that's a whole nother thing. And everybody, you know, they kind of balanced everything else out. Put all the characters on the same level and made the game a lot more fair and just all around perfect. Like, I love Street Fighter 2. I bought it on the Switch. I've bought it dozens of times. I'm going to buy it again next week when it comes out just because I love Street Fighter. And all of that stems from a love from playing Street Fighter 2 CE. It's just great. It's not Combat Evolved. It's Champion Edition. But let us know, what are your favorite Street Fighter games? Which one? Are you an X person? Or do you like the 4 and 5, the newer stuff? Let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media. As always, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. We're out there. Just look for us. Look for the Night Nerd. We love to hear from you. Also, make sure you click that little subscribe button on wherever you're listening. That way you not only get all of our newest shows, but you also get Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and DC Animated Adventures. Lots of good things going on all the shows on the network. Colby's wrapping up a really interesting solo month at Blah Blah, and it's been a trip. It's a lot of fun. And then we're really getting into the nitty-gritty of Season 2 on DC Animated Adventures, so make sure you check those out. And if you really like what you hear, make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/thenightnerd. Go on there for all sorts of great exclusives, you know, our Ben Affleck show, the Book Club, the feature-length commentaries, and access to our exclusive group on Facebook. So a couple bucks, all sorts of great things. You should really, really check it out. But that's going to be it for us today. If you have any other questions, you can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. But otherwise, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.